But don't give up, even if your interest is fake, if your thirst is an illusion, even that's good for you, because it will lead you somewhere, because it's not totally you. Remember, he's waiting for you. Therefore, if you attempt to walk with an even fake intention, he will help you, because you believe that lover, the real true lover, is half. Because half is the only one I understand is a giver and doesn't take anything. The only selfless one is him. And should I talk about this now? He said, no. We will explain this later to you. But remember that when we talk about sama, it's not that everybody could do it. This is like the thing that I said before, that this fig is not for all birds. You need a special bird to have the fig, right? Especially when the bird is almost dead. But the explanation after that, look at the language over there. We forget about the story, man and woman, the subject and all that. He starts to talk about the source of happiness. And say, this happiness in us. The thing that you call happiness is not happiness, really. The thing you call happiness is the joyfulness. Happiness is in another scale. Happiness for you is just to look at the nice picture. I'm talking about becoming one with the source of life. That's another kind of happiness. Of course you should be happy by looking at the good pictures. This is something that today the media center, they know it. They will give you, they will show you something to make you happy being you. These are nonsenses. This is like those pictures that they are in the bathroom. You come out of the bathroom, then talk about the happiness. Let's close it back. Let's go there. Where we stop the story? The Arab was coming out with the jug and all that stuff. Now he talks about, now listen what will happen over there. There are a lot of people who will welcome you. They come out to welcome you because they are working for him. And they have the same attitude of him. And here he talks about the caliph. He talks about the caliph and the transformation of the Arab. Suddenly he realized that, I was coming here with a false intention. I was needy. I came here for money. Now I realize that it's not about money. It's not about having. It's about coming here. He said it's like a hungry fellow who goes out to the bakery to buy a bread. But over there, you see the face of the baker and will be transformed. Because bakery is a trap for your soul to attract you over there. And whatever you take over there, which is a little bit of water and the smell of the bread, yes, it's a trickery. Because the universe is based on trickery. What is going on? Look around you. Everything is a trick. If there was no trick, let's say we stop tricking an animal. We treat the animal with what? Food and sex. And we reward with the pleasure when he gets a little bit of that, right? Let's eliminate the pleasure. And do not treat the animal. Then what happens? Everybody will die. No animal make an effort. Why move? Why bother? Isn't it that in the back of your mind, whenever they tell you, what do you want to say? You want to relax. to sit down, to do nothing. Yes, that's the easiest thing. See? They trick you, don't they? The pain of hunger and satisfaction of tasting the food. Those are the trick. This is how it works. Look around you. Everything is like that within you. So, guess what? They're tricking you. They give you the hint. They play with you. Because this is not something that suddenly you would realize that you should go there. Everything is organized for this. So you are not the manager here. And this trickery, how this trickery I'm talking about is different from the other one. The other trickery, which is the animal tricks, is so different from food and sex, this and that and that. But one paragraph comes with only four verses. You say, don't forget that somebody could be in love with the totality, somebody could be in love with the coffee. Or for that case, a coffee mug or a coffee machine or whatever. They are two different things, right? But guess what? The one who loves coffee, this trick could lead him to the best place. Because this trickery is general. So even the people who are in love in detailed stuff, they could be tricked with that. I remember from childhood that it was still very difficult to go to Mecca. You needed long time, really. And it was a big effort, a hell of a money. And someone who was not practicing the faith, and he was not a real Muslim, he was a little bit, let's say, alcoholic. Then he went to Mecca for different purposes. First of all, was when you go to Mecca and come back, you have a title.
Haji.
If not, you have no title. I remember a friend of mine went to Mecca. He's Goldsmith, who is my oldest friend. He went to Mecca and came back. We were talking about the houses. And I said, I believe you. How many years did you study to become an engineer? At the time, I didn't have my PhD. I was Mohandas. So many years of study, you became an engineer. I just had a trip. I bought a couple of things. I enjoyed myself. Now I'm a Haji. How simple you could earn a title. You see, even those people, they said to this teacher of mine that this fellow went to Mecca, and somebody laughingly said, yeah, he needed a good rosary, I believe. He wanted to buy the rosary. And this teacher of mine, I never forget, said, you mean they tricked him with the rosary? Good for him. With the excuse of rosary, they pulled him to Mecca. Because that's how it works. It's not that suddenly you will become a very enlightened fellow and you are in love with her. That could happen. It's magic. Normally the other tricks we do, Rumi talked about it and say, yes, there is this trick, and I have seen a lot of people who are funny, but let's go back to something else. Let's talk about some philosophical thing here, because you're talking about coming together, joining, becoming one, and you're talking about totality and a part of the system and things like that. That's something which needs to be explained later. We have a lot of problem philosophically with this, because if you say that a part of a thing really is a part of that stuff, then you're silly. Because something could be a part of that stuff, but none of that stuff. But to you, if I say, this is a part of that, you would say, okay, so they are the same. Let me tell you one simple example. Do you know what the rose is? The flower? The thorn of the flower is a part of the flower. But when we talk about flower, are we talking about the thorn? No. Because being a part of a system doesn't mean you are representing the system. When I say you are a part of humanity, I don't mean that you are representing humanity. You should have some qualities of that totality in you, then you are. If not, you could be something attached to that. And this is not something that we finish here. This discourse had no end. We'll talk about it later. Let's go back to the Arab. The Arab presented that Sabu. And what happened? Everybody was laughing at him. Look at this fellow. That brought us a jug of water. Imagine the river is over there, but the fellow has never seen that river. Because his jug of water comes from droplet of rain raining over there. Said, let me talk about that river, that ocean. How could I explain it? Let me explain it this way. Why are you sitting that way? Because your intelligence will find it comfortable for you to sit that way. If you think about it, now that I brought it to everyone's attention, you're not that comfortable with that. You prefer to stand more likely to look better, right? You said, look at you. Who is controlling your physical activity? Who? Your intelligence. You said, oh, wait a minute. Intelligence is something tangible, of course, but not physical existence. It's somewhere. Somewhere there is some intelligence in you, which is controlling your body movement, right? If you get this, imagine that the other thing that I'm talking about, love, could manage your physical existence and your mental existence. Love is not something that you will find and you will put it in your pocket and you have it and things like that. Love, first of all, is beautiful. What else do you know about love? Rumi said it, and it's so beautiful, this verse, that I memorized it. I don't say you memorize it, because I don't know the English one will do that or not. It goes like this, Lutfe aqle khushnahade khushnasab means the tenderness of intelligence, which is well put, and it comes from a good source. How this intelligence will bring all your physical body, put it in order. Imagine that. Then, ishq, shange, biharare, bi sukun, chun darar kul. This love, first of all, is shan, means it's beautiful. Then, it's unpredictable. Then, the third adjective is restless. Is it love, which is beautiful, unpredictable, and restless? This will bring you to what? Not to behave properly. It will make you majnoon. It will make you crazy. It will make you out of you. That's how it works. Then he goes back to these people working for the caliph, being like the caliph, and he said, then at the end of it, he said, you know, you have a lot of information, a lot of knowledge. When you die, all of this will be nonsense. Because whatever you know about